So we're on page 33, as Bagri Sarasha. So we had learned how the five sons of Matityahu were encouraged by their sister, and they went to war. We're going back a little bit. They're able to defeat the nations. Chase them out into the sea. They had faith in Hashem, and they were victorious. As Bagris Sarasha, so Bagris the wicked, Nichnas Besfinachat, he entered a ship, Yanus el Antiochus HaMelech, he fled to Antiochus, V'imon Hashim Blitei Charev, with him were the people fleeing the sword, V'yan Bagris V'yomel Antiochus, so he tells Antiochus, Ata HaMelech Natata Tzivui, you gave an order, Levatel Min HaYudim, to annul the Jewish observance of Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh En Milah, Umeret Gadol V'tocha, but you should know the Jews have amassed a great rebellion, that even if you gather all the nations, nationalities, languages, they can't overcome these five sons of Matityahu. They're more powerful than lions. They're more swift than eagles. They're more brazen than bears. But my king, let my plan find favor in your eyes. You want to go to war? Don't bring a small army. If you go to war with a small army, you'll be shamed in front of all the kings. So write and summon people from all the different countries of your kingdom. Bring in all the generals. Don't leave anyone behind. Bring in also, you should bring in elephants dressed in armor. They should bring with them. Antiochus liked the idea. He sent out word throughout his kingdom. He brought in the generals from the different nations and kingdoms. They brought elephants dressed in armor. So Bagris returns a second time. This time he's reinforced. He has a huge army. He pierces through the walls of Jerusalem. He's able to sever the corridor that attaches Jerusalem outward. He breaches 13 breaches in the walls of Jerusalem entering the temple. His force was so mighty that he was able to break the stones to dust. And that time he thought, he thinks, this time I won. The Jews will not be able to win me. Ki rav cheliv oz yadi. I am so powerful. There is no way they're winning me this time. Veloi ha-shamayim lo chashav ken. But Hashem in heaven did not think like him. V'chasher shamu chamesh bnei Matityahu. And so when the five sons of Matityahu heard what had happened, kamu v'evo el mitzpeh Gilad. They came back to the outpost, the outlook of Gilad. V'amakom shayta levet Yisrael atzala b'mei Shmuel Hanavi. The place where the Jews had their great victory in the days of the prophet Shmuel. Tzom gazaru v'yeshu alefer levakesh rachamim. They declared that the Jewish people should fast. And they sat in the dust and they prayed, asking Hashem for mercy milifnei Elohei Hashemayim. As nafla b'libam etzat tova. And then they had a good plan. Vayushmotehem, their names were Yehuda Bechor, the eldest was Yehuda. Shimon Hasheni, the second was Shimon. Hashlishi Yochanan, the third was Yochanan. Harvi Yonatan, the fourth was Yonatan. Jonathan, Hamishi Elazar. Vayvarchotam Avihem, and so their father, Matityahu, the Kohen Gadol, blessed them b'ter shalachotam lakrav, before sending them out to war. V'chen Amar, and this is what he said to them. They were Kohanim. They were from the tribe of Levi. But he blesses them and says, Yehuda Veni, my son Judea, Odemasecha, Yehuda ben Yaakov, I bless you, I praise your actions like Judah the son of Yaakov. Ashayanim shal karye, he was like a lion. Bata Shimon beni, and my son Shimon, ode masecha ki Shimon ben Yaakov, I praise, I give thanks for your actions like Shimon the son of Yaakov. Asharag Yoshevei Shechem, he single-handedly went to war with his brother against the settlers of Shechem. Bata Yochanan beni, ode masecha, my son Yochanan, I praise you. Kavner bener, sartzva Israel, the general of Israel, Avner bener, he led us to great victories. Bata Yonatan beni, ode masecha, ki Yonatan ben Shaul, my son Jonathan, I give give praise to your actions. I praise you. You should succeed. I bless you. Like Jonathan, the son of King Saul, asher harag am plishtim, he single-handedly went to war against the Philistines. He was outnumbered, yet he won. Elazar, I praise you. You should be blessed. Like Pinchas, the son of Elazar, asher kinel Eloheinu, he was zealous in the name of Hashem. V'tzilet b'nei Yisrael min acheman, so he saved the Jewish people from God's wrath. He single-handedly went against the whole tribe of Israel and was victorious. And with this blessing, al zot yatzu chamisha b'nei Matityahu b'yom hazeh, they went out to war. And we're up to the final chapter of the story of the wars of the Jewish people, the final two chapters, and we will pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Sunday night.